My boss thought he could steal my promotion and get away with it, but he was wrong. I'd been working at Smith & Co. for 5 years, consistently delivering high-quality results and taking on additional responsibilities to help the team. My hard work had paid off, and I was slated for a promotion to Senior Marketing Manager on January 1, 2022. The promotion came with a significant raise, a $20,000 bonus, and a corner office with a great view of the city. However, my boss, Alex, had other plans. He'd been trying to sabotage me for months, taking credit for my ideas and making me look bad in front of our CEO, Michael. I'd tried to address the issue with Alex directly, but he just smiled and told me I was being too sensitive. So, when I found out that Alex had convinced Michael to give the promotion to our coworker, Rachel, instead of me, I was furious. Rachel was a nice person, but she didn't have the experience or skills for the job. It was clear that Alex had played politics and manipulated the situation to get what he wanted. I decided to take matters into my own hands and started gathering evidence of Alex's wrongdoing. I compiled a detailed report of all the times he'd taken credit for my work, including the date, time, and specifics of what happened. I also collected emails and witness statements from our colleagues who were willing to corroborate my story. On February 10, 2022, I scheduled a meeting with Michael to discuss the promotion and present my case. I brought all my evidence with me, including a PowerPoint presentation and a binder full of documents. The meeting was tense, but I remained calm and professional. I presented my evidence and explained how Alex had sabotaged me and manipulated the promotion process. Michael was shocked and apologized for not seeing it sooner. He told me that he would investigate the matter further and take appropriate action. I left the meeting feeling hopeful, but also aware that I still had a long way to go. The investigation took several weeks, but finally, on March 15, 2022, Michael called me into his office to discuss the results. He told me that Alex had indeed engaged in unethical behavior and that he would be demoted, effective immediately. Rachel would also be replaced as senior marketing manager, and I would be offered the position, along with the $20,000 bonus and the corner office. I accepted the offer and started in my new role on April 1, 2022. As I was settling into my new office, I received an email from HR informing me that Alex would be leaving the company on May 31, 2022, and that his departure was a result of his own actions. I couldn't help but feel a sense of satisfaction, knowing that my hard work and determination had paid off. I'd fought for what was rightfully mine, and I'd won. But my revenge wasn't over yet. I'd been quietly working on a side project, a marketing campaign that I knew would blow the competition out of the water. I'd been waiting for the perfect moment to launch it, and now that I was in my new role, I had the resources and support to make it happen. On June 1, 2022, the day after Alex left the company, I launched the campaign, and it was a huge success. The company's sales skyrocketed, and I became a hero in the eyes of our CEO and the entire company. As I looked out of my corner office window, watching the city skyline, I couldn't help but think about Alex and how he'd underestimated me. He'd thought he could steal my promotion and get away with it, but in the end, I'd come out on top. I'd worked hard, stayed focused, and played the game smarter than him. And now, I was reaping the rewards. I took a deep breath, feeling a sense of closure and satisfaction. It had taken time, effort, and perseverance, but I'd finally gotten my revenge. And it felt amazing. Revenge is a dish best served cold.